You're listening to The Hit List with me, Numi, and I'm joined by The Vamps. Hello.
Whey.
How are you guys doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's so great to hear you all together. First of all, happy 10 years.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a lovely 10 years.
Have you guys like got each other presents? Is it that kind of anniversary?
You know what, Numi? We stopped getting each other presents a little while ago, which is sad, some would say.
Just got too expensive. Is there a specific day that you're going to celebrate your anniversary, or are you just kind of going to spread it out for the whole year?
Well, it's like, I think we might spread it for a while because you know how like when you have your birthday, it slowly turns into like a birthday week.
Yeah.
Other than just like the day. So I think we're going to approach this 10-year anniversary as a year-long anniversary, basically.
I think it's got to be done. I'm a birthday month kind of person.
Oh, really? You're one of them.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I'm a radio presenter, so obviously I'm an extrovert, and I'm a Gemini, so I love attention.
Okay.
Totally get that vibe of wanting to spread out for the whole year. I saw that you've released a fanzine celebrating 10 years of The Vamps. What was the experience like putting that together? It's a really cool, kind of unique idea.
Yeah. We wanted to do something that was like a physical thing for the fans because, you know, in the era of streaming and, well, no longer CDs and stuff, it'd be nice to have something that is tangible that people can hold on to and, well, hopefully keep and cherish. So we sort of looked back over the last decade at pictures that we'd never like released, and we found some like Polaroid pictures and wrote our own captions on them and stuff. We've also like compiled like a list of tracks that we feel like epitomizes how we view the last 10 years with The Vamps, which is cool. And I think, yeah, fans seem to have been reacting quite positively to it. They're excited to get it. And it's coming soon.
I think there is kind of like this resurgence now of people wanting physical things, like vinyls made a big comeback. People are buying cassettes now. So I really like that idea of having something that you can actually hold as a piece of memorabilia. What's your favourite unseen photo that you've included in the zine?
That we've included, I was going to say.
Or that you've not, that didn't make the cut.
There's a couple that didn't make the cut and should never make the cut. But there's like a really nice one that I think it's already out, but maybe it's a different version of it, where at the last O2 Arena show that we did about 3 years ago, Tris popped a bottle of champagne. There's a running theme here, isn't there? But Tris popped a bottle of champagne on stage whilst all four of us were like in a line, and you just see the O2 and then us four, and it's just like, that was a really special moment.
That's amazing. Are you going to recreate that, you think, in November this year?
Yeah.
So you've got this Greatest Hits Arena Tour, 11 dates, November, December. Tickets are on sale Friday the 1st. What can we expect from this tour?
It's the first tour that we've ever done where it's not been associated to a specific album. So I think hopefully if you're a fan of The Vamps, you'll be able to like appreciate the journey from, you know, 10 years ago to now. So picking the set list is going to be quite hard, but I imagine and it is like a greatest hit style tour, so I imagine we'll be picking like a couple of like the most impactful songs from each album, as well as like ones that are special to us that we feel like maybe are fan favourites as well.
Is there any song that you feel like didn't really get their moment to shine on their associated album tour that you are going to play this year?
We're still figuring out the set list, but there is a couple of those songs, where it's almost like they actually, with streaming and things, you find that songs get a second wind or a third wind, or songs that never were singles suddenly start and gain traction. So, like, the songs like Risk It All, which is the first album, that never, like, got the light of day as a single, but it's always been a really, really big song for us and kind of resonated amongst fans, so I think playing songs like that will be really special.
Have you got any surprises in store, or are you going to keep them a top, top secret?
They wouldn't be surprising. But yeah, we definitely got some surprises, some cool stuff. You know, we want to make it really a fun show for people to come, you know, get their money's worth, listen to some good music, have a dance, and that's the main thing for us. Any surprises will happen on the day. And
no one will know beforehand. And what are you least looking forward to about tour life? Because there are highs, but there are also lows for being on the road for a month.
Losing
stinky feet.
Yeah. Losing a lot of stuff.
What's the most annoying thing that you've lost?
My passport.
Dignity.
His mind quite a lot as well.
Yeah, my mind.
I love the hierarchy of dignity, mind, and then passport. You're celebrating 10 years. It's a long time. It's longer than most people's, you know, like relationships. What's your favourite memory?
Ooh, out of the 10 years?
Yeah.
I would say maybe like I think the release of the first album was amazing, like the day of releasing the first album. And then maybe when the two albums have gone number one, so the third and the fifth album going number one was like insane.
That yeah.
I think also like we're very, very lucky. I remember for our first, tour, we sort of sold it out really fast. And I think, you know, to sell out venues all around the UK, that's not just like the hometown shows. That's that was kind of crazy for us. And actually, weirdly, being the only band still to ever play the O2 Arena in London 5 years consecutively.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy looking back now, yeah.
And what's your most random memory where you were like, okay, this is either this is crazy or...
I've got a random... no, I remember Hard Rock Cafe. We went in there to eat one, and then they asked us to sign a drum skin, and they put it on the wall.
Oh wow!
That was pretty cool. That was like a random cool memory.
Which Hard Rock?
I think it was in
one in Mayfair, wasn't it?
Vamp fans can now go on a pilgrimage to the Mayfair Hard Rock Cafe to see the drum
skin. Whether it's still there, we do not know.
They might have, you know, if times got a bit tough over the past few years, they might have been like, what can we flog?
You can't do what you gotta do.
Okay, so I know that you've said that you're not releasing any new music this year and it's all about, you know, celebrating 10 years together. Is that just because you really want to focus on the tour? Are we going to get anything maybe next year?
Yeah, I think maybe next year. We spent a lot of time working on Cherry Blossom.
Mm.
We spent a lot of time working on this tour and the whole campaign. So I think the writing side of things has just taken the back burner a bit and everyone's working on independent projects and like just living their life a bit. I think we all need to go away and live our lives for a bit, especially because everyone was so hindered throughout the pandemic. Like all of us want to go and experience stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll come back together maybe mid next year and start thinking about writing again.
And I guess also like after 11 dates, huge tour, you probably want a bit of a holiday.
It would be lovely that'd be nice. Maybe a little trip to Bali.
Everyone's like, Bali is like the go-to at the moment, isn't it?
Place to be.
Trust me.
Have you been before?
Never.
Yeah,
Tris has.
I have, yeah. And it's just like beautiful, different world. It is a different world. It's like you step into something completely different and it's very therapeutic.
Yeah, the only downside is it takes like a day to get there, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's on the way back from New York, though.
Yeah, it was on the way back.
Now that is the best way to do it, isn't it? Just be over in the States and like, oh, I think I'm going to go the other way home. Actually, thank you so much, guys. So great to chat to you. Feel very lucky that I got the whole gang.
We're all here.
Anytime.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Rest of your day.
What's up? We're the Vamps on KMFM.
Okay, so we're going to actually give out two tickets to your tour. So I was wondering if it would be possible to get you guys to kind of set the competition up.
Hello, we are the Vamps and we are giving you a chance to win two tickets to come and see us live at the O2 Arena in London. You just have to answer one very simple question. The tour that we're doing in November is in celebration of an anniversary. Is it the 10-year anniversary of the band or is it the 20-year anniversary of the band?
Good luck.
Good luck.
We'll see you at the show.